for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
A summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This service is Monday afternoon, July the 5th, 1993. Frank Mazzulla is the speaker of the afternoon.
Well, we'll turn Brother Frank loose here, and the Spirit of the Lord minister to us through the teaching that he brings us this afternoon. And it will be something that will be helpful to each one of us. We'll learn something, and then after we learn it, we're to apply it.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to hold somebody's hand. Look right into their eyeballs. Next step, yeah? And I want you to say, you are the most beautiful creature that God created. You are the most beautiful creature that God created.
You are the most beautiful creature that God created.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to continue casting out unclean spirits. You know, this is a deliverance camp. You know that, don't you?
Amen.
If you don't know it, you came to the wrong place.
Right.
Praise the Lord. What we're going to do today is we're going to go from the moment of conception, because we are the results of our experiences in our formative years. And demons take advantage of us even before we're born. For instance, a woman finds out she's pregnant and she's upset about it. She doesn't want to be pregnant. And she, oh no, not at this time, she says. And at that moment, rejection can come into that babe that's being formed in the mother's womb. Or it's too soon after the last child. Or conceived in fornication or adultery. Or attempted abortion. All this affects a child that's being formed in the mother's womb. This lack of love, not wanting the child. And rejection in the womb opens the door for demons of rejection to come in, and oftentimes they stay even until adulthood. Now, when I heard about this teaching, my son's wife, Jill, was pregnant. And I called my son and his wife over, and I said, I want you to pray about that child that's in Jill's womb. By the way, is there any pregnant women here? Any pregnant men? No, okay. And I stood them before me, and I told him, lay your hands on your wife's tummy. Now, I do this often when there are pregnant women in the congregation, and I get their husband to lay hands on them, and I tell them, now repeat after me. You in there, I love you. I bless you. I'll never reject you. I'm waiting anxiously for you to come forth so I can hold you in my arms and love you. Now, what kind of a spirit are you ministering to that child? Spirit of love. Amen? Regardless of what went on, a spirit of love can come in. And love casts out all fear, right? Perfect love casts out fear. And so there's a blessing. And see, we can impart a blessing or we can withhold a blessing. That's why yesterday we had a father's blessing. It's important to bless.
Yeah.
We have been created as a nation that blesses. It says in James, with the same mouth you could do what? Bless or curse. This shouldn't be, but it is sometimes. I've heard people say, oh, I don't want this pregnancy. I hate it. What kind of a spirit is being imparted to that child? Through the authority. Listen, through the authority. That's a curse. I had an occasion one time when a woman came to me. She said, Frank, I have this fear all my life. I can't seem to get rid of it. I went to deliverance, but yet I keep having this fear. I said, now, here was a woman. She spoke in tongues, had three lovely children. I said, let's pray about it. And so we prayed. And as we prayed, in my mind, I had a picture, a mental picture, which is a word of knowledge. and I saw a fetus shrivel up in fear. And I said to the young woman, I said, your mother tried to abort you, and it wasn't successful. And I said, I bind that spirit of murder, abortion, child sacrifice, I bind it in the name of Jesus. And as soon as I said that, all of a sudden she came toward me with clawed hands. She came toward me, and there was a card table between us. She knocked it over, and I pleaded the blood of Jesus between us, and she fell to the floor. And while she was on the floor, I commanded those spirits of death, destruction, fear, abortion, attempted abortion, all those kindred spirits out of her. And when she got up, she said, I feel so much better. See, what happened was not her fault at all. It was something that her authority did. Her mother tried to cast out that that conception that the mother had. And so we see that there are sometimes we're going to find out there are things that happen to us that are not our fault. Lack of love, rejection in the womb, conceived in adultery, fornication, unwanted pregnancy, rape, death in the family, unusual sex act while the woman is pregnant, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, fear, sickness. Now, all these spirits can come in, and you can inherit spirits. It says in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 5, the iniquities of the father are passed to the children to the third and fourth generation of those that hate me. Now, we do not know what our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents on both sides of the family were involved in. We probably know what our parents did or even our grandparents, but what about our great-grandparents or our great-great-grandparents, the fourth generation? If they were involved in any kind of occultism, there could be a curse on the bloodline. And so we see going down from generation to generation to generation to generation, cancer, 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 and so forth and so on and so on. All kinds of infirmities or some kind of habit. Well, when I see that, there's a curse on the bloodline, okay? We see so many things in that vein. I had a man one time, he said, my grandfather died in his 50s. My father also died when he was 52. He was a 40-year-old man expecting to die in about 10 years. I said, that's a curse. Claim what the Bible says. 70 years plus, amen? Glenn claims 120. I'll go along with that.
Amen.
That's a good number. But you see, claim what the Bible says. And come on, rebuke that spirit. Command it to go. And that's what we did. And praise God, 10 years later, he's still living, alive and kicking. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you see, we have to come against those curses that come in. And there's many curses. And I deal with a lot of third world countries. I've been in South America. I've been in Guatemala. I've been in some of these islands. And I have to command those spirits that came in to the ancestry as far back as Africa, as far back as wherever they came from. Bind those spirits, the nationality spirits. We're going to go through some of that today, okay? So if you have picked up the spirits from the nationalities in your bloodline,
yes,
whether it's German, Swedish, Italian, or whatever it is, all the, they're spirits. And you have to command them to go in the name of Jesus. Okay? And the curses that come in. You have no idea how many times curses have been put upon your ancestors or you, the evil spoken word. You've even done some yourself. Oh, are you so nice you don't do those things? You've never spoken an evil spoken word. Ah, you're going to be just like your uncle, a bum, a no good bum. Why don't you shape up? What are you doing to that child? You're putting a curse on him with your mouth. Amen. And sometimes we do it to ourselves. Oh, I'm nothing but a dumb blonde. Well, you keep saying that. You are. Whether you're a brunette or what. You're dumb. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Now, see what happens. These things, even before you're born, can open the door to demons. Amen. Or I know a couple that they had three girls and they wanted a boy and the woman was pregnant and they kept thinking, God is going to give us a boy. God is going to give us a boy. And they kept planning a boy. They kept planning a boy. They even bought some toys, boys' toys, getting ready for the child. The name was picked out, Robert. And what happened? Roberta. But see, rejection can come in at birth. Or you can have a birth trauma. That child is comfortable in the womb. That child doesn't want to leave the comfort of its mother. And sometimes there's frustration, there's pressure, or the cord around the child's neck choking it. How many can relate to that experience? Raise your hand. All right, several of you. All right, that's a spirit of death that comes in at birth, trying to kill you, okay? And what happens when a child is born and there's no father around? No father to love that child. You see, we've been led to believe that, oh, it's the mother that's important. No, the father is just as important, if not more important, because the father is the priest of the house. If there's a bad earthly father relationship, there could happen eventually a bad heavenly father relationship. The father is very important, and especially the father's blessing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. See, for instance, a child growing up, the father abandoned the family, the mother, the children, and the child is alone. Or the mother has to go to work. The child is with a babysitter, whether it's a relative or not. A spirit of rejection can come into that child. Childhood fears. Fear of the dark. Fear of water. Fear of animals. All kinds of fears. And some of you can relate to childhood fears. Fear the boogeyman. Fear of being alone. Fear that your mother or father are going to leave you. Fear of being abandoned. How many can relate to that? See, and that fear can multiply itself as you grow older. Amen? Or, now imagine what could happen, a small child that's been molested, a small child that's been molested. Can you imagine the trauma that that child went through or goes through? And the spirits that can come in through that open door, spirits of terror, fear of sex, fear of man, fear of woman, shame, embarrassment, lust, incest, homosexual, lesbian, all kinds of spirits can come in. Not only that, but as the child grows up, then the fear is translated to the marriage. Frigidity. All kinds of spirits can come in through that open door. And some of you have been molested. Some of you have these spirits. And these experiences sometimes drive people into homosexual or lesbian experimentation. I remember the story about this young girl came to me for deliverance, and she told me the story of her life up to that point. When she was 14 years old, she and her girlfriend were walking through a park, a wooded area, and they were attacked by a gang of boys. One of the girls ran away, but she was caught, and they raped her repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. Left her naked and bleeding. The police found her out in the street. Can you imagine the trauma, the hate of, because it was a minority race that attacked that child, that girl. The hate for men, the hate for the race, the hatred that was in that girl. I'll get even, revenge, retaliation, and all those other spirits that climbed in because of that open door. Praise God, came for deliverance. But in the meanwhile, she had become a prostitute. She was unclean, unworthy. She felt that she couldn't belong to society. She was going to get it one way or the other, and she was going to get even with men. Thank God for the ministry of deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And see what happens, that these experiences turn people to doing their own thing, to rebellion. Rebellion against society, rebellion against authority, and doing what they think is, I'll do my thing. And what happens, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. They're going into occultism, whether they know it or not. I remember the time when I was with a group. I was just sharing this with Tom Cook here. I was with a group going through Middle England, and in a castle in Middle England, they asked me to lead a deliverance service, and I did. And there, right in the midst of our praises, the one that was leading the worship, a lovely young woman, suddenly started to scream, and she blew up in front of us like a 9-month pregnant woman. And I went to her and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit. That spirit of abortion, because that's what it was. The Lord gave me that word. She said, it's the spirit of Baal, the spirit of Baal. And I said, the spirit of Baal, oh yes, the ancient Babylonian spirit, child sacrifice. And the Lord was teaching me, even at that time, I was learning that when I command the spirits of abortion, I have to go to the source. And the source is the ancient spirit of Baal, Molech, child sacrifice, to get those out with the spirits of abortion and murder. And then after we commanded those to leave, she went back to normal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the Lord keeps teaching us as we go along. As I said yesterday, I'm a product of on-the-job training. Amen. And out of rejection comes rebellion. Nobody loves me. I'll do my own thing. Hallelujah. And sometimes in doing so, another personality comes in. Before you know it, you're schizophrenic, you're double-minded. Amen? And it says in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Amen. Now, what we're going to do this afternoon, we're going to go through some of the things we did yesterday. Some of you have just come in, so we're going to go over some of the things. And then we're going to go from the moment of conception. Okay? But one of the things I want to share with you, I forgot to do this yesterday. How many people here have ever touched a dead relative's body? Okay? Now, in the Old Testament, it says if you touch a dead body, you're unclean. You've got to be out of the camp for a certain number of days. Is that right? Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about familiar spirits. Familiar spirits are called familiar spirits because they're familiar with the person that they're in. And the person is familiar with the spirit. Comfortable. Sometimes they come in as from childhood. Now, if a person dies, it's possible. Don't make a doctrine out of this, but it's possible that the spirit that was in this man or this woman, this relative, wants to stay in the family because the spirit itself is familiar with the family. And when you touch the dead person, it's possible for a transference of spirits. Now, you're awfully quiet. It's possible, because the scripture tells us don't touch a dead person. You're unclean for a certain number of days, a certain. Amen? So what I want to do right now, I want to lead you, if you have touched a dead person, and the possibility that there's a familiar spirit present, to let it out in the name of Jesus. Now, of course, we all know that spirits come out on the breath. The word for breath and the word for spirit in the Greek is the same word. It's the word pneuma. Having to do with your breath, your lungs, and so forth. So we'll tell you to take a deep breath. Let it out. Now, you can let it out the breath, and it can come out many ways. Burping, coughing, sneezing, crying, yawning, or a general relaxation. Everybody can be different. Amen? Just do what is comfortable to you. Just let it out. I tell people once in a while, take an experiment and cough it out. You may cough voluntarily, but you may end up coughing involuntarily, okay? And then we all do the same thing at the same time. That's for your own protection. So that no one knows what's coming on whosoever. Now, if you're sitting with your husband or your wife or someone that's close to you, don't pay any attention to them. You take care of your spirits and let him take care of his spirits. And see, don't say, I know he has that spirit in me. And if you're sitting there doing nothing, not cooperating, usually it's the spirit of pride. You don't want to know that sweet little you might have a little demon. Good. Yes? Well, we'll do that afterwards, sister. Okay? And another thing I'd like you to do, now I know you've been through much deliverance and so forth, but I like to do it the way the Lord guided me. Uncross your legs. Because that way you let demons come out of any part of your body. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Out of any part of your body. And give them a chance to come out of any part. Because they do. They'll come out of any part of your body. Not only out of your mouth, so to speak. Usually, they come out of your big, fat mouth. Now, if you're chewing gum, take the gum out of your mouth. Don't put it under the chair, whatever you do. Put it in a napkin. I tell you one thing. When I have deliverance, I have fun.
Amen.
Because the joy of the Lord is coming forth. The Lord Jesus Christ is having a field day. He's laughing. Hey, they're doing my thing, he's saying. Glory to God. Amen. Now, if you're wearing something that brings you good luck, take it off. It's an amulet. Anything that's supposed to protect you, that too is an amulet. Take it off. I always tell people, what do I wear besides the tie? Nothing. I'm protected by the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of my testimony.
Amen.
Amen? Okay. Even if you're wearing a cross to protect you, that becomes an amulet. Do you hear what I said? Now, if you're wearing a cross to indicate you're a Christian, that's okay. It's your attitude. Why are you wearing what you're wearing? God judges the heart. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're all going to do the same thing at the same time, right? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, first of all, I want you to stand. Okay? And I want you to say this prayer, first of all. We haven't dealt with the situation of touching a dead body. Say, Lord Jesus,
forgive me
for my touching that dead person.
For my touching that dead person.
I now command out of me
any spirit,
any familiar spirit
that entered me
when I touched that body.
And I command that spirit
and all kindred spirits
to leave me in the name of Jesus.
All right, just take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, while you're standing, I want you to put your hands on your head and say,
I cover myself
with the blood of Jesus
from head to toe.
I put a circle around me
of the blood of Jesus Christ.
I put on the helmet of salvation,
the breastplate of righteousness,
my loins girded about with truth,
my feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace,
holding the shield of faith
with which to quench every fiery dart of the enemy,
and wielding the sword of the Spirit,
which is the Word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
He died on the cross for my sins.
He died on the cross for my sins.
And the third day rose again from the dead.
And the third day rose again from the dead.
I am sorry for all my sins.
I am sorry for all my sins.
Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me.
Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me.
For cleansing me.
For cleansing me.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's say this prayer. Lord Jesus,
I confess
that I have been hurt by people during my life.
And
it's quite possible
that I have resentment in my heart.
And I call upon you, Jesus,
to help me forgive
everyone that has hurt me.
Especially.
I just want you to spend a little time in forgiving. Come on, forgive. Say, I forgive so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so. And the ones you usually have to forgive are the ones close to you. Your father, your mother, husband, wife, sister, brother, relatives, your pastor, school teacher, schoolmates, the one that rejected you.
Yes.
I see several right now, several children going crying because they weren't chosen to play games. They were rejected for one reason or another. You forgive.
Forgive.
Now say, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And everyone else.
And everyone else.
Whether they're living or dead.
Even the ones I cannot remember.
I forgive.
I forgive.
And I now command out of me.
Every spirit of unforgiveness.
Resentment.
Bitterness.
Root of bitterness,
envy,
jealousy,
hatred,
retaliation,
self-resentment,
and all like spirits. Now, everyone, take a deep breath. Now, let it out. Take a deep breath. Cough it out. Out in the name of Jesus. Get out. All unforgiveness, all hatred, all bitterness, all root of bitterness. Out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Keep coming out. Out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say,
in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me
all spirits of doubt,
unbelief,
skepticism,
disbelief,
worry,
and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. All out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Take a deep breath is not a spirit.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to follow me in this prayer. Say,
Lord Jesus,
you were with me
when I was conceived
in my mother's womb.
You knew whether I was wanted or not, Jesus.
Even if my father and mother rejected me.
Lord Jesus, you never did.
And you never will.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me. all during the time I was being formed in my mother's womb. I now command out of me at that time of my life every spirit of unwanted pregnancy, rejection in my mother's womb, spirits of hatred, spirits of physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, bastard spirits, spirits of death, and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. All these negative spirits, keep coming out in the name of Jesus. That's right, keep coming out. In Jesus' name. Not being wanted, not being loved. Rejection in the mother's womb. Attempted abortion. In the name of Jesus, keep coming out. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to ask you, just bow your head. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask Jesus, who was the same yesterday, today, and forever, who is there at the moment you were conceived in your mother's womb. He was right there to heal your wounded spirit. Some of you were wounded and bruised in your mother's womb, to heal the broken heart, the wounded spirit. Just receive the healing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, touch each person. You know which ones, Lord Jesus. Put your arm around them, Jesus, and love them. Let your love come in. I know some of you feel like weeping. The Lord is touching you. The Lord is touching you. Receive His love. Receive His love. That's right. Receive His love. Receive His healing love coming into you. Right now, just receive His healing love. Receive. Receive His love. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you then and He loves you now. Receive His healing love. Thank you, Jesus. There's a healing going on right now while you're in your mother's womb right now. Just receive His healing love. Receive. Receive. Just receive, sister. Jesus loves you. Evelyn, will you get up, please, and just put your arm around some of these women and these men, too, that need love. In Jesus' name, just receive His healing love. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want everyone to say, thank you, Jesus, for loving me and accepting me while I was in my mother's womb and healing my wounded spirit and my broken heart. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let's say, Lord Jesus, you were with me when I was born. Yes. Even if I was rejected at the time I was born. You never rejected me. No, you never rejected me. You always loved me. And you always will. Oh, just receive the love of Jesus Christ. Receive, receive. Put your arm around her, sister. Put your arm around her. Just love her. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Hey, I want you to say, I command out of me at the time I was born every spirit of frustration, of pressure, tension, familiar spirits, rejection, and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. That's right. Let it out. Wow. See, many of you were rejected at birth because they wanted a different sex. They wanted a girl instead of a boy and so forth. Amen? Jesus is taking care of that right now. Lord Jesus, put your arm around these children that were rejected at birth. Let your love come in and heal their wounded spirit and their broken heart. In the name of Jesus. Yes, receive the healing. In Jesus' name. Evan, just put your arm around this young woman over here. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. I do not want anyone to stand up unless I ask them, please. Otherwise, we'll have confusion here. Thank you, Lord. Because if everybody started doing this, we'd have a madhouse. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I just bless you and I thank you for your healing love coming in my family. I want everyone to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for being with me when I was born. Walk with me through life, Lord Jesus. Every day of my life. from the moment of birth
to
this present time.
Healing the scars of each
rejection. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, especially when you were little children, when you didn't feel the love of your earthly father and mother. When you didn't have your father pick you up and love you and make a fuss over you. When the father's love was missing. Lord Jesus, supply that love. I want everyone to say, Lord Jesus,
supply all the love
that's been missing in me
from my earthly father and mother.
From the time I was born
till now.
Now just receive his love. Receive his love. Yes. Receive his love. Receive the Father's love. Receive the Father's love and blessing. Receive it now. That love that's been missing all your life. Yes. Now say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
When I was alone.
When I had
such great fear as a child.
You were there.
Let your love come in and cast out all fear.
I command out of me
all spirits of fear,
childhood fears,
fear of the dark.
Name whatever fear
you want to have cast out.
What were you afraid of?
You remember.
Fear of animals,
fear of spiders,
fear of water,
fear of being lost,
fear of
being rejected,
fear.
Yes.
Say, I command all these fears
to leave me in the name of
Jesus.
Take a deep breath.
Now let it out.
That's it, girl.
Come on.
Let out
all those fears,
all those childhood fears.
All out.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Some of you had
some habits
there that you
probably have carried
since childhood,
like biting
your fingernails.
How many
here still bite their fingernails?
Several of
you. You know, that's
cannibalism.
You're eating
flesh, aren't you?
Some people bite
them all the way down to their
elbows.
Wow.
Or
you had a
problem with sucking
your thumb,
and now you're
smoking.
No,
nobody's saying
anything here.
No amen
or oh my,
one or the other.
Amen,
okay.
Amen.
I want you to
say,
I command out of
me.
Every spirit.
That
caused me to have
a nervous habit.
Whatever
it is.
Now
name whatever
nervous
habit you have.
You know,
whatever
it is,
name it.
Scratching
yourself or
doing some
nervous habit.
See,
I command this,
the source of it
to leave me in the name of
Jesus.
Take a deep
breath.
Now let it out.
Out
in the name of Jesus.
In
Jesus' name,
amen,
amen,
amen.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, as
you're growing up,
Jesus
is with you.
You have to
understand that
Jesus
was with
you before
you knew him.
He
loved you
before you
knew him.
Because
he died for you
before
you knew him.
Isn't that right?
And
he knew you.
He was with you
when you
were molested.
When you
had your first
sexual
experience,
whatever it
was,
he was with
you. And some of
you had a
bad
sexual experience.
I mean,
you were raped,
you were molested,
you had
pain.
First of all,
I want you to forgive
those
that inflicted that
pain on you.
Just bow your
head.
You don't have to
say it out loud.
Just
whisper,
I forgive.
I forgive
so-and-so,
if you can remember.
Or
the person
that
molested
me, I
forgive.
Or
the persons.
And I now command
out of me.
Everybody
say it. I
now command
out of me.
Every
spirit of rape.
Every spirit of rape.
Shame.
Embarrassment.
Self-guilt.
Self-condemnation.
Unclean.
Lust.
Fantasy
lust.
Masturbation.
Adultery.
Fornication.
Oral sex.
Sodomy.
Incest.
Homosexual.
Lesbian.
Anal sex.
Sex with animals. Sex with spirits.
Sex with spirits.
Pornography.
Pornography.
Lust of the eyes.
Lust of the eyes.
Lust of the world.
Lust of the world.
Prostitution.
Prostitution.
Abortion.
Abortion.
Incest.
Incest.
And all unclean sexual spirits.
And all unclean sexual spirits.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Take a deep breath. Now, let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Cough it out. Out in the name of Jesus. Get out, all you unclean sexual spirits, fantasy lust, all kinds of lust of the eyes, lust of the world, pornography. Get out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. That's right. Good. I see some people yawning. Some people, that's the way they're coming out. Amen. That's good. That's good. Praise the Lord. Now, again, I want you to bow your heads. Now, that was a traumatic experience for some of you. I'm going to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to heal the hurt, the memory of it, to heal your wounded spirit, your broken heart. Let His perfect love come in, the agape love, the right kind of love, and to heal, just receive His healing. And Lord Jesus, let Your love wipe away the hurt in their heart. I now command memory recall to leave in the name of Jesus. That spirit that keeps bringing up all these hurtful memories time and time again, that says you're unclean, you're not worthy, you're nothing but a liar. I am cleansed. Everyone say, I am cleansed,
I am cleansed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
The blood of Jesus Christ covers me.
The blood of Jesus Christ covers
me. When Father God looks at me,
looks
He sees the robe of righteousness.
That Jesus gave to me
because of His shed blood.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're walking through life. You're growing up. And some of you are having more sexual experiences. You became one with your sex partner. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, if you go into a harlot, you become one with her. You have become one with every one of your sex partners that came into that harlot with all the sexual contacts that that harlot had. And that man goes and brings him to his wife. I just want you to picture this in your mind, if you can. The transference of spirits, and especially, certainly, in this day, it's so dangerous with the epidemic of AIDS and so forth that is going on. Amen? Now, what we're going to do, we're going to break the ungodly soul ties. You became one, those people in the past. You became one, those. You have an ungodly soul tie with the person who you had sex with. Whether it's a woman or a man, homosexual or lesbian, you had an ungodly soul tie. A soul tie is the knitting together of minds. The mind is part of the soul. You agreed to have sex. You agreed, or you agreed to go into drugs with someone. You have an ungodly soul tie with that person that led you into drugs, or the one that led you into occultism, or the one that led you or hypnotized you. You have an ungodly soul tie. You're a slave to the one that pierced your ears. I'm stepping on unholy ground or holy ground. What am I stepping on? Holy ground. Okay. You may not agree with me, but could I help it if I'm right? Amen. Is that right, Glenn? Amen. Not only that, but if you had a blood transfusion, how many have had blood transfusion? You took somebody else's life in you, and there's spirits in the blood. Okay? What do you do in those cases? Well, if you have to take blood, and some people have to take blood, you just bind those spirits in that blood and ask the Lord Jesus to infiltrate in that blood and cleanse it before you take it. Okay? Now, we're going to come against all these ungodly soul ties, break the power of them, and command them to go in the name of Jesus. Now, on the book table, Frank Hammond has a booklet on soul ties. I don't. I have a tape on it, but I didn't bring any of the tapes with me. But I want you to say this prayer with me. If you get a chance, pick up Frank Hammond's book on soul ties. And I'm going to tell Frank to give me a commission. I want you to say this. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I choose to put off all that is connected with the old creation. I break every ungodly soul tie that I had with persons in the past, which would hinder my Christian walk and growth. I come against such ungodly soul ties now. I forsake them and put them off in the name of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is my victory. And my sanctifier. He leads me into liberty and victory. I declare any such bondage to people in my past. Say it. I declare any such bondage to people in my past to be over. And the soul tie to be broken. Especially with. Now, I want you to think of the persons that you've had intercourse with, any kind of sexual relationship, and say, I command that soul tie to be broken with so-and-so. If you can't think of, if you don't know the names or if you don't remember them, with everyone that I had sex with. Just say it to yourself quietly. We don't want you to say it out loud. And with the person who punctured my ears, with the person whose blood I took, with the person who tried to hypnotize me or did hypnotize me, with the person that led me into occultism, with the person that led me into drugs, alcohol, I break that ungodly soul tie. And I command, say it, all these spirits of ungodly soul ties to leave me now in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Out in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Cough it out. Out. Get out in the name of Jesus. All ungodly soul tie spirit. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Remember, uncross your legs. Let them come out of any part of you. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want everyone to say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to strengthen the godly soul ties that I have with. All right, name the godly soul ties that you have with your husband, your wife, the body of Christ that God has put you in. Amen? Just name it. With your children, your loved ones. Those are godly soul ties. You want those. And you want Jesus to strengthen those. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got until 8 o'clock, don't we, Glenn? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Glory to God. Thank you for the liberty. Praise the Lord Jesus. All right. Let's get rid of some other spirits. Now let's say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of anger, temper, rage, violence. I can kill, murder, and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in Jesus' name. All out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of rejection, self-rejection, fear of rejection, insecurity, inferiority, confusion, and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out all these spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, unwanted, unloved, unneeded, insecurity. Out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of loneliness, depression, despair, hopelessness, discouragement. What's the use of living? Suicide. And the spirit of death. Everyone take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. Again, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Amen. 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 Everyone say, I want to live for Jesus.
I want to live for Jesus.
I want to finish the race that God called me to.
I will not die,
but I will finish that race.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And don't forget that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of pride, haughtiness, self-righteousness, criticism, murmuring, gossip, contention, vanity, arrogance, dictatorial, egotistical, mockery,
perfectionism,
Jezebel, domination, control,
manipulation,
Ahab spirits, and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Out in the name of Jesus. Again, take a deep breath. Out in Jesus' name. All spirits of pride. All spirits connected with pride. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of hypocrisy, lying, cursing, blasphemy,
blabbermouth,
spirits of addiction,
addiction to tobacco,
drugs,
alcohol,
gluttony,
sweets,
and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out! All spirits of gluttony, all spirits of addiction, all spirits of candy, nicotine, alcohol, out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me
all spirits of thievery, covetousness,
ungodly desire,
spirits of rebellion,
Antichrist,
and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me
all spirits of failure,
of poverty,
spirits that rob me
of the material things,
the financial things
that Jesus wants me to have.
Spirits that rob me
of the blessings of Father Abraham.
I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's a couple more, and then we're going to do something different today. We're going to go from head to toe. Now, you'll find most of these in my manual, especially going from head to toe, or the little booklet that I have, Healing the Wounded Spirit and the Broken Heart. I want you to say, in the name of Jesus,
I command out of thee
all spirits of mental disorder,
forgetfulness,
mind-binding,
double-mindedness,
schizophrenia,
false personalities,
senility,
madness,
paranoia,
hallucinations,
and all spirits of the mind,
especially
the spirit that the devil put.
Now, I want you to put your hand right on your head like this.
On the command post of my body,
I command all these spirits
to leave me in the name of Jesus.
All right, take a deep breath.
Now, out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You see, your brain is the command post of your body, isn't it? And many times, this is where the problem is. Infirmity or spiritual or physical problems starts right here. Isn't that right, doctor? Right here. The brain controls the whole body. And the devil takes advantage of that. And he puts spirits there to command you his way. And oftentimes, the Lord gives me a word of knowledge that we have to get that spirit that's sitting right on our brain, the command post of our body, directing our pathway, trying to command our pathway. Okay, now, how do I do with this, Lord? Okay, Lord, thank you, Lord. I want everyone to say, Lord Jesus, just allow the Holy Spirit to come into me now and take the place of all these evil spirits that have been commanded out. We command them out of this sanctuary, out of our home,
out
of the place where I work,
not to come back,
in the name of Jesus.
All
right, now what I want you to do is to stand. First of all, just stretch your hands up and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Keep praising him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, while you're standing, I want you to put your hands on your head and say this. Repeat after me. I command every spirit on my head to leave me. Spirits that cause strokes, brain damage, cancer, tumors, cysts, blood clots, epilepsy, meningitis, Alzheimer's disease, psychosis of all kinds, schizophrenia, paranoia, phobias of all kinds, double-mindedness, retardation, senility, hallucinations, manias, confusion, forgetfulness, procrastination, mind-binding, worry, fear, dread, anxiety, stress, pressure, spiritism, Satanism, nightmares, migraines, headaches, mental torment, suicide. Now, I want you to name whatever you think is wrong with this, with your head, your part of your body. Just name it. Someone here had pressure in their head. They kept telling me they have pressure. Well, name it. I want you to say now, in the name of Jesus, I command all these spirits that cause all these things to leave me in Jesus' name. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. That's it. Let it out. Amen. Amen. All right, now while you have your head, hands on your head, say, head, be healed in the name of Jesus. Okay, put your hands on your eyes. Say, I command out of my eyes every spirit that causes blindness, cataracts, glaucoma, floaters, nearsightness, farsightness, lazy eye, cross eyes, dry eyes, all other diseases and weaknesses of the eyes, lust of the eyes, pornography, evil eye, witchcraft. Now you name whatever is wrong with your eyes. Now say, I command all these spirits out of my eyes in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to wash my eyes with your cleansing blood. Eyes be healed in the name of Jesus. And all these spirits have to leave in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let it out in Jesus' name. All right, hands on your ears. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my ears every spirit that causes deafness, ringing in the ear, ear aches, ear infections, inner ear problems, Meniere's syndrome, loss of balance, confusion, spiritual deafness, lying spirits, spirits of error. Now you name whatever problem that you have with your ears. Say, I command all these spirits that cause these problems to leave my ears in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Okay. Say, ears, be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, put a hand on your nose. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my nostrils, my nose, every spirit that causes bloody nose, loss of smelling, post-nasal drip, sinusitis, polyps, breathing difficulties. You name whatever problems with your nose. Snoring. Go ahead. Name whatever you think is wrong there. See, I command all these spirits that cause these problems to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. And say, nostril, nose, be healed in the name of Jesus. Hand on your mouth. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my mouth every spirit that causes gum infection, tooth decay, cavity, bad bite, jaw locking, grinding of teeth, canker sores, lip sores, loss of taste, bad breath, stuttering, dumbness, oral sex, serpent spirits, lying spirits, swearing, blasphemy, dirty stories, gossip, blabbermouth, spirits of addiction, addiction to alcohol, wine, beer, drugs, tobacco, gluttony. All right, now name whatever is wrong with your mouth. See, I command all these spirits that cause all these troubles to leave my mouth in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let it out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now say, mouth be healed in the name of Jesus. Did we say nose be healed in the name of Jesus? Yes, okay. Say, put your hands on your throat. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my throat area every spirit that causes colds, viruses, thyroid, goiters, laryngitis, swollen glands, polyps, tonsillitis, malfunctioning of my vocal cords. Name your own problem. Say, I command all these spirits out of my throat area in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now say, throat area be healed in the name of Jesus. Okay. One hand on the back of your neck, another hand on your lower back. In other words, like this. See? Just put it like that. Okay? So you touch the back of your neck, the nape of your neck, and your back. And say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I command out of my neck and back,
and my joints,
every spirit
that causes
pain,
crippling,
sway back, curvature of the spine, rheumatoid arthritis, bursitis, multiple sclerosis, I command any spirit that affects my spinal cord. Out of me. That affects my nervous system. My backbone. My vertebrae. My bone marrow. To leave me in the name of Jesus. Now name whatever problem you have in this area. Any problem, this problem or whatever problem you have, name it. See, I command out of this, my neck and back area, all spirits that cause these problems, and especially Kundalini, I command them to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. Quiet, get it out. Get rid of it. Out in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Now say neck, back.
Neck, back.
Now name that particular part of your back there. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Vertebrae, be healed in the name of Jesus. Fist, be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, put your hands on your chest. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command out of my chest area.
Every spirit
that causes heart problems, lung problems,
abnormal blood pressure,
irregular heartbeat,
enlarged heart,
breast cancer,
tumors,
growths,
cysts,
emphysema,
respiratory problems.
Now you name whatever problem you have in this area. Just name it, whatever problem. I command out of my chest area all these spirits that cause these problems. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now say, chest area, be healed in the name of Jesus. Now, if you have a specific problem in that area, just pinpoint it. You know, in other words, say chest be healed, or breast be healed, or this be healed, or that be healed. Okay? Okay? Now, hands on the abdominal area and the pelvis. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I command every spirit
in my abdominal area
that causes these problems. Malfunctions and problems in my liver, spleen, intestines, pancreas,
bladder,
kidneys,
urinary tract,
small and large bowels,
my reproductive organs,
including spirits that want to give me cancer
in these organs.
I command out of me spirits of hemorrhoids, diverticulitis, ulcers,
cysts,
impotency,
barrenness.
Now name whatever problem you have.
I command all these spirits
that give me these problems
to leave me in the name of Jesus.
Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. All the spirits that give you problems in that area, get out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now say, and pinpoint that area that you want healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Now remember, pinpoint that problem and be healed in the name of Jesus. We have often found that spirits of lust and witchcraft take over the reproductive organs. And we have commanded them out in the name of Jesus. Covenant of wishes out of female organs, out of male organs. We have commanded them out. And oftentimes that is the reason for barrenness. That is the reason for a woman not having a child, because of the spirits that are in the reproductive organs. Okay? All right. Now, put your hands on any particular area concerned. On any particular area concerned. Okay? Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me,
spirits that cause cancer,
lupus,
skin diseases,
vascular diseases,
clogged arteries,
unbalanced blood cell count,
varicose veins,
shingles.
Now
such diseases as AIDS or some venereal diseases. You name them quietly. We don't want to hear it. Leukemia. Hodgkin's disease. Anemia. Name whatever problems that we haven't named now. We haven't bothered with the feet, the ankles, the foot, or things like that. Now you put your hand on any part of your body that is causing you a problem and say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my joints, I command out of my knee, I command out of my ankle, I command out of my feet, out of my hands, out of my elbow, out of my shoulder, I command every spirit that causes me pain, that causes me this problem, I command it to leave me. In the name of Jesus. Now, you know, start getting personal. In the name of Jesus. Now, take a deep breath. Out in the name of Jesus. Now then start talking to your knees. Knee, be healed. Ankle, be healed. Foot, be healed. Elbow, be healed. Arm, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Last thing, I want you to just stand. Just stand. I want you, again, put your hand on your head and say, in the name of Jesus,
I receive
healing from head to toe. I want you to turn around and touch somebody and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Be healed in
the name. Amen. I accept it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.